This is KCUR 89.3. Katie Sowers will make history on Sunday night as the first woman to coach in the Super Bowl. Sowers is an assistant coach on offense for the rival San Francisco 49ers, but her roots are here in Kansas City and rural Kansas. Greg Eklund has more for KCUR 89.3.
Liz Sowers, Katie's twin sister, says it sank in on January 19th when the clock hit zero, as heard on Westwood One Radio.
It'll be the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers in Miami for Super Bowl 54.
The 49ers had just beaten the Green Bay Packers for the NFC title. Before the NFC Championship game, while the 49ers were still warming up, the Chiefs had just finished off the Tennessee Titans.
Katie.
At Media Day in Miami this week, Katie Sowers showed off her left forearm, which is tattooed with the Kansas City skyline. What the 33-year-old isn't showing is an ego about becoming part of NFL history as the first woman in the coaching skybox at a Super Bowl. She's also the first LGBTQ coach in the NFL, and thus the Super Bowl.
I've never been one to try to be the first, because I think when you try to be the first, you're racing other women. I think what's most important is I'm not the last.
Katie and Liz Sowers grew up in Chiefs country, Heston, Kansas. It's about 35 miles north of Wichita. Their dad, Floyd Sowers, was a basketball coach at Bethel College in North Newton. His coaching influence made an impact on Katie.
I knew I wanted to be either a teacher, a coach, or a counselor. I kind of got all three.
The Sowers twins gravitated toward football. Since elementary school, Katie idolized Deion Sanders, and she met him this week.
I wore his jersey all the time, and that was just what I was so passionate. That's what I loved, and that's what led me here.
Katie Sowers also made the right connections. The Chiefs' former general manager, Scott Pioli, met Sowers because she was his daughter's fifth-grade basketball coach at Pembroke Hill.
You know, I certainly wasn't thinking ahead to that she would coach in the NFL someday.
There was something about her voice that struck him.
She had a teacher's voice. She had a caring voice, a demanding voice. She knew what she was talking about. She knew what she was doing. She was experienced, and she just did a terrific job.
Pioli's time in Kansas City didn't end well. In his last year, 2012, the Chiefs finished with a 2-14 record. So while figuring out what was next in his life, he talked to Sowers, who at the time was an athletic director for the Kansas City, Missouri's Parks and Recreation Department.
It's funny, when we met, she was coaching my daughter and other friends' daughters, and she wore me out after practice, after games, asking me questions about football. She says, yeah, I know what you used to do.
Sowers kept busy. She was also general manager, offensive coordinator, and quarterback of the Kansas City Titans pay-for-play football team. Her big break came when she got an internship with the Atlanta Falcons, where Pioli landed. Also in Atlanta as an assistant coach was future 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan. Sowers eventually joined the 49ers in 2017. Katie Sowers says the Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and the 49ers is a dream come true.
I couldn't have had a better idea of a Super Bowl in my head. I couldn't have picked better two teams to play. I'm so excited for Sunday. It's going to be a fun one.
But sister Liz says Katie won't have the full support of her family on Sunday night.
My older sister is a Chiefs fan, and she has made it clear that she will remain a Chiefs fan, which I support her remaining loyal.
Katie Sowers' dad is unable to travel to Miami because of health reasons. Mom, Bonnie Sowers, also will be watching the game from the family's home in Overland Park. In an area rabid for a Chiefs Super Bowl title, they know, by pulling for the 49ers, they're vastly outnumbered. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
To catch up on KCUR's coverage leading up to the Super Bowl, go to kcur.org and stay tuned tomorrow and over the weekend for more on the Chiefs.